Listen up, team. Let's break down the one physiological marker that truly dictates your endurance performance, your lactate threshold. This is the exact exercise intensity where lactate begins accumulating in your bloodstream faster than your body can clear it. It serves as the primary physiological marker for endurance performance, particularly for events lasting longer than 30 minutes. While VO2 max gets all the attention as your peak aerobic capacity, your lactate threshold is far more trainable and a much stronger predictor of your actual race day performance. Look at the numbers. Elite endurance athletes can sustain their threshold at 80 to 90% of their maximal oxygen consumption, whereas untrained individuals typically hit that wall at just 50 to 60%. Now, let's clear up a major myth right out of the gate. Contrary to long-held beliefs, lactate itself is not the culprit behind muscle fatigue or delayed onset muscle soreness. What's actually happening is that hydrogen ions, released during lactic acid dissociation, lower your muscle pH and impair cellular function. That delayed soreness stems from microscopic muscle tears and inflammation, not lactate, which your body completely clears within an hour of exercise. In reality, lactate is working for you. It acts as a crucial energy source and a signaling molecule that actively stimulates mitochondrial growth and adaptation. To harness that, we need to talk about accurately measuring your threshold, which means understanding the trade-offs between testing methods and environmental conditions. Blood-based methods, particularly the inflection point technique, demonstrate the lowest bias and highest reliability for predicting time trial performance. Ventilation-based methods, which track breathing patterns, are non-invasive but tend to overestimate performance, especially in warm conditions. Temperature significantly alters lactate dynamics. Heat stress forces earlier reliance on anaerobic metabolism and can skew blood-based results, while cold conditions artificially elevate threshold measurements. For reliable data, athletes should test in consistent, race-similar environments every 4 to 6 weeks. When you commit to structured lactate threshold training, the physiological adaptations are profound. Consistent threshold work increases mitochondrial size and density by 50 to 100%, enhances key respiratory enzymes, and dramatically improves lactate clearance. Trained athletes exhibit a metabolic clearance rate up to 97% higher than untrained individuals at sub-threshold intensities. These adaptations allow endurance athletes to sustain higher relative intensities without accumulating fatigue-inducing metabolites. Practical training application follows a precise, science-backed formula. Approximately 80% of total training volume should occur below lactate threshold to build aerobic efficiency and keep blood lactate under 2 millimoles per liter. The remaining 20% should strategically incorporate threshold-paced sessions to raise the physiological ceiling, along with above-threshold intervals to create necessary overload. This polarized approach prevents intensity drift, optimizes recovery, and systematically pushes performance boundaries. While race results provide real-world validation, lactate threshold testing offers distinct advantages for daily training. It requires significantly less recovery time than racing, allows for precise intensity prescription across varying conditions, and objectively tracks physiological progress. Coaches and athletes can use LT data to establish accurate pacing strategies and adjust training zones as fitness evolves. Ultimately, mastering lactate threshold separates recreational athletes from elite performers. By dispelling myths around lactate, utilizing accurate testing protocols, accounting for environmental variables, and adhering to a structured training distribution, endurance athletes can systematically break through performance plateaus and unlock sustainable, race-ready fitness. Keep your pacing disciplined, trust the process, and let's get to work.